Try to make a project plan, some discussion, and then with the next meeting. So, we want to do a new remote control. It has to be original, trendy, and user-friendly. I think the important points we have to talk about are its functional design, its conceptual design, and detailed design. Again, and for that we're going all to work individually and then meeting during all day. So let's try the whiteboard.
It's gonna be not my favorite one, but the one I can draw. And then it's gonna be you try to guess.
Wow.
A human.
Yes. A human. Yay.
A very complex animal. Characteristics of this animal is dangerous.
Wow, that's cobra.
Kind of snake?
Cobra.
Yeah,
not really.
Small cobra.
No, it's a small cobra.
That's a worm?
What's your cognizant?
What about you?
Okay.
My board is working.
Yeah.
Next.
Next.
Try to guess who is a user interface designer.
Yeah.
According to the drawings.
Okay.
Yeah, you do.
So.
25 euro for the remote control.
Aim for the price for the remote control. We need to do this profit.
It's big numbers.
It's international market.
Yeah, we said a 2 million.
For production cost, 12-15 euro maximum. Experience in remote controls?
Yes, we have plenty of them. In fact, my daughter likes very well remote controls.
To eat?
To eat, yeah. Mainly. And to break.
So that could be a great application. Remote controls, children proof.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, children proof. So she likes buttons, which make click.
they
baby
eat
food.
Sheep.
But mainly it has to be very robust, because even if she's not very tall, she's high enough so that when she frayed away, it's, so it has to be very robust.
Unbreakable. Do you have some cellulose or something?
Has to be nice looking, colorful,
colorful. That's not practical.
Because nobody has colorful.
Yeah,
it's
always
no
black.
Or black, yeah.
No.
But this one to be, I don't know, purple.
But how about? Okay, just but it's monochrome. It's
yeah.
No, it's not like.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
Because you
think. Otherwise, you will never find
yeah.
it.
Yeah, even we can change colors, no? Like the
Like the phones,
like the phones
yeah.
and these things.
We'll change color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At least for children, like one color.
Yeah.
And it should be really small. And
small also, what you think?
Not so big, like.
No, not too much buttons.
Yeah, not too much buttons. Yeah.
Should it be, you know, these remote controls where. Yeah, what we call universal remote control. So you can decide that now it's the remote control for the television, then it's the remote control for the,
mm-hmm.
the sound system, or for the frigidaire, whatever. I don't know if it's, or if you should have a target of your remote control.
So,
size, yeah, size matters.
Yeah.
So you think it's better small than bigger?
Yeah, maybe at least not bigger than this.
Yeah, without any extremes, like not of this size.
No,
yeah.
not
yeah.
too small.
Okay.
At
yeah.
least it should hold, you know, hand properly.
Yeah, like a palm size.
Yeah.
But what would be different from this, from the others?
Maybe we can change the color of the, at least the frame.
Yeah, the color.
So then it depends, you have to, I mean, you can easily remove the frame.
One thing is important, for instance, in this remote control, if you remember when people use it, they never find a good button on the right
yeah.
side.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, they click the off button when they want to use the,
yeah.
So there's a problem in the design of that kind of remote control. So.
So some kind of idea with cellular phone with a screen that will tell you what?
No screens. It's too complex.
Too expensive for 12 years.
Too expensive.
Maybe not too expensive. Well, it's not my problem. Well, okay. But no screens for a more contrast.
I thought it could be only a screen, which would change depending on the user or even the user. So I prefer to have the off button at the top right.
Mm-hmm.
So I will have my own design of the remote control because it's in fact just a full touch screen.
I mean, it
I don't know if it makes sense.
It's like two types, no? People are right handed or left handed. So because
yeah.
I'm left handed, I use like this. So if you're right handed, you use like this. So,
mm-hmm.
so the your switch on and off should be.
Adaptable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So
how
many actions do we need to implement?
Maybe I think even we can keep two switches and then we can only make one working. We can adapt only one switch. Suppose here like we can make two switches and if I'm left hander I use this switch for the main operation.
I mean if it's less than 3, then we can make it
three buttons.
Like a three mental states.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what I mean. You can just make it controlled by your brain.
Yeah.
Maybe
sure.
It's more because there is a software inside that asks you three. if we want a universal remote control, we say before it may. We need more than three buttons, three.
Yeah, more than three actions.
Sure.
They want to do a different diet.
But for standard actions, you usually what to do, you change channels, you adjust volume, and
Yeah, but for instance, when you change channels, you can have, you can just go to the next one or go to channel 25. And that's already more complex for the channel.
Mm-hmm. You do this?
And
I usually just change channels.
Because I'm only using 3 or 4 channels. But yeah.
But they keep generally that slash slash this thing and then the dash dash and then you can put.
Yeah, I change channel like this. I want to go to 25 and then
back to the what I was before.
Also,
you can
go back button. That's good.
We had that.
Yeah, the previous button is.
Even the history.
Oh,
so
okay.
Like an undo.
Oh,
the reset the previous. Then you can watch what your are. You could also record your sequence of actions. That becomes more complex. You could look at what the other people have used.
Yeah, what the which channels did you
okay.
So
I think we have a good idea. And we're going to meet again in 30 minutes. I want you to work on these ideas and try to make it the ones make decide what are the ones important and the ones you don't want. And maybe more in the technical parts, what we want to do. So your personal coach might send you some instructions for this certain.
What does MP mean? The user requirement,
market aspect.
Oh, that's me.
Of